P.S. Who am I speaking with?
Renee.
And I'm Brian.
Hey, Brian and Renee. How did you find out about summer solstice?
From the Goddess Market last week.
Yep.
We got a postcard about it.
Yep. Since this is a celebration of the divine feminine, the summer solstice, and God, who is God?
I think we're all God.
That's a name created for what we think of as an intelligent being who created the universe or parts of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how yeah.
Okay, I've got a Bible under my arm. If I gave you my Bible and gave you 1 minute, could you find the Ten Commandments?
1 minute?
Yeah, I'll give you 1 minute. Could you find them?
I believe I could.
You could? Do you know what book they're in?
Hey, hi, Sterling.
I want to interview you.
They're in the book.
Yeah, I do.
The book of
Exodus.
No, because I'm going to come to your church
yeah.
and ask you if it's okay if I interrupt one of your sermons.
It's
like,
okay.
What would you do?
That's all right. Wait, just till I finish, okay? Go ahead.
You know what? I don't know, but I was going to say Exodus, but it might be in Leviticus.
No, you're right. It's Exodus.
Okay.
Yep. And my last question is, if Exodus chapter 20 establishes God's law and he calls violation of that sin, do you recognize that as true or false, and why?
Wait, can you say that again?
I say
Exodus,
if,
20.
Exodus chapter 20, that's where the Ten Commandments are found. If God establishes those laws and violation of those laws is sin, do you accept or reject that premise?
Well, my answer would be any Bible or any word of God written, whether it be Judeo-Christian or whatnot, I take with a grain of salt, because it might just be people who wrote something thousands of years ago or a thousand years ago or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So whether or not it's the word of God, that's always a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you?
Same? I have to agree, yeah.
Well, good. Thank you very much.
Sure.
You're very kind.
Thank you.
Well, what was
kind.
Your...
Our...
the thing...